beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
And you are listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Brian Kilby here with you. Transformers Internet Radio, the first and the best. On the show this week, we have the ATT Buzz by John DeLuna. We have, what else do we have? We have, in the epic tradition of the Transformers audio cassette adventures, we have a G.I. Joe adventure to bring you. It was found by Hooper X from yojo.com. And as you know, yojo.com is the grand old G.I. Joe website with all the pictures, synopses, everything. It rules. And speaking of websites that rule, we're covering in the new weekly segment Transformer sites that don't suck. This week's is a secret until I get to it. But first things are first. BotCon is coming up here in about 2 weeks. I will only be there on July 14th. That is Saturday. And for everyone out there who is listening and wants to meet me and wants to be on the show from BotCon, as I'll have some recording equipment there, tell me how to get in contact with you. Tell me what you look like, what you'll be wearing, you know. Just give me some sort of details that I'll know who you are. Me, I don't think I'll be wearing a Radio Free Cybertron shirt or anything like that, because I don't want to look like a freak. I do look like a freak, but I want to, how can I say, diminish that, you know, having a t-shirt that publicizes Radio Free Cybertron, while admirable, you know, maybe a bit out there. Hi there, John. I hope you like your shirt. Let's see here. Yeah, like I said, let me know how to contact you, what you look like, or whatever. I'll be the guy walking around looking like an idiot. And, oh wait, okay, I'll be the guy walking around looking like an idiot carrying a tape recorder. I do have one tip for BotCon, and Megatron 33 suggested it, and I'm glad he reminded me. For those of you going to BotCon, please bathe. Bathe. B-A-T-H-E. Take a bath, shower, whatever, and wear deodorant. Cologne and perfume is optional. If you do wear cologne and perfume, don't think that eliminates the bath that you need to take. Bathe both days, change clothes, use deodorant, brushing your teeth is nice, and just, you know, be conscious that there are going to be 2,000 people almost there. It's going to get rough. What else? I don't really think I have much else to get into, so we'll start things off this week with the ATT Buzz by John DeLuna.
I've never seen anything this beautiful in the entire galaxy. All right, give me the bomb.
How you doing, everybody? This is the ATT Buzz, and we're just 2 weeks away from BotCon, which means there's only one more Buzz and probably one more RFC till then, till Brian and I take a holiday of sorts and head down to BotCon for your enjoyment. Maybe we'll come back with some sound samples from the different celebrities. Maybe not. Probably not. If only because we won't have time. I know I won't have time, at least on Sunday. Like I said last week, BotCon is pretty stacked. It's way too stacked. Especially on Sunday. On Sunday, there's all of like 2 hours where there's just one thing going on. And for the rest of the day, there's at least two things, sometimes three things it seems, going on at one time or another. And I can understand in a convention setting like BotCon, where you try to get all sorts of fun things in one weekend, that you're going to have to shoehorn some things. You're going to have some overlap. And I understand that, and I expect that. But it's something totally different to be forced to sacrifice and make choices every second of an entire day during the course of a convention that only lasts 2 days. That's pushing it. And probably, if I were in charge, I would take a look at some of the more unneeded events during the course of the weekend and probably cut it. Cut the fat for next year. Namely, things like, well, the trivia contest, some of the panels. I mean, some of them, they're nice. They're nice gestures, but they're really not needed. The trivia, for one, is only fun probably for the people who are competing, and that's not good enough, frankly. But I digress. Back to ATT. Lots of stuff happened this week. Things are kind of heating up in time for BotCon, not coincidentally, probably. The first being Supreme Primal. It looks like he might be released, after all, as a Toys R Us exclusive, but I, for one, don't believe it. Not until I buy it. Not until I see it in the stores. For one thing, up until a couple days ago, it was basically all based on the words of Toys R Us employees. And the last time I checked, Toys R Us employees aren't exactly reliable sources. I don't trust a Toys R Us employee to tell me where aisle 3 is, let alone what happened at the Hasbro board meeting last week. And up until a few days ago, that's all we had, were people saying, who worked at Toys R Us, that it was in their computers. But lots of things have been in lots of computers over the course of the Beast Wars Transformer era. I mean, we've had kangaroos in the Walmart computers. We've had all sorts of things. Transmetal 2 Rampage. Didn't see that one, but it was in the computers. And it seems that Supreme Primal is in the computers. Now, a couple days ago, Ben Yee was apparently quoted, we don't know for sure because it wasn't on his website, it was on another website, that he was about 90% sure that Supreme Primal would be released in Toys R Us's for $45 or so as an exclusive, and he was 90% sure, which is odd in itself. 90% just kind of sounds like it just was off the top of his head that he's pretty sure, but, you know, 90%. Until I see it on the shelf, I don't believe it. It just sounds too odd to me. And whether or not it comes out, I think this pretty much is the death for the foreseeable future of any Transformers toy over $30, anything above Super. It's just not cost or profit effective. I think they've pretty much determined that. I mean, even if Primal Prime comes out, look at, even if Supreme Primal comes out, look at all the trouble it went through to get him out. And even if he does come out, he's going to be a store exclusive. So, he really had to scrape by. And Hasbro really had to twist and turn and think over it way too much to expect any more toys in the Transformer line, or probably any of their other lines that are going to cross the big $30 barrier. Now, also on ATT, lots of toy news keeping with the Supreme Primal theme, which is nice. It's nice to see toy news for once. That's the best kind of news. PVC Act 4. It's not good news. It's good news in the fact that it is news and it's kind of toy-based and it's character-based and it's G1 based, so you kind of like that on one level. But on the other level, PVC Act 4 sucks on toast. It's basically a quote-unquote greatest hits line by Takara. And give Takara credit. At least they're admitting that it is a greatest hits line. I mean, they're not making any real false claims as Act 4 being a completely unique line. It's a rehash. They don't care. I mean, they couldn't deny it anyway. It's right in front of their face, so they might as well be frank about it, and they are. It's just apparently some of the more popular molds from the past three acts, like the Rodimus Prime Chaser, which I'm going to enjoy, and Metroplex thrown in for good measure, who's going to be distributed just like Fortress Maximus in parts randomly put in boxes. Yay. Oh, also, more interesting, as far as Act 4 goes, instead of clear counterparts for each PVC, they're going to have these pewter metallic painted counterparts, which look a little better than the clear ones. A little more striking, a little different, a little more interesting. A lot nicer change of pace than going for a fourth time with the clear counterparts to each PVC. So that's nice. The bad part about this is, like I said, it's a rehash. 90% of this act we've seen before, and we've actually probably seen it in better form. Megatron and Optimus Prime are now movie-themed PVCs. Megatron's actually kind of cool. On his form, he's got laser beak, and that's probably one of the best scenes from the movie. One of the nicer drawn and animated scenes at the beginning of the film. Now, Optimus Prime is talking into a wrist communicator, which didn't happen in the movie. Which didn't happen in the series, apparently. So, calling that movie Prime is kind of a misnomer. It's kind of a lie. It's kind of wrong, because it never happened. Because apparently, Optimus Prime doesn't even have a wrist communicator. But anyway, overall, Act 4 is a disappointment, quite frankly. It's a rehash. There are a couple of gems in there, but for $70 a case, that's not going to cut it. Actually, that PVC Act 4 case will probably cost a little less than $70 if you buy it at a certain big bad Transformer dealer on the net who inexplicably has started to, dare I say, scalp. I don't know what it is, but there's, I'm not going to name names, but a certain big bad dealer on the internet is selling some of the later merchandise that's coming out late this year for Transformers from Japan at insane markup. Little deformed Penny Ray Prime that's coming out in two versions from Takara late this year in both metallic and flat paint is going to retail in Japan for around $15-$17 at this big bad toy dealer. They're over $20 each. That's nuts. And it's even worse for the black Starscream and the ghost Starscream repaints, who are nuts in and of themselves. They're just as absurd as anything else Takara puts out nowadays, and they're pretty much expected. But at the certain big bad toy store, whoops, the big bad Transformer dealer, excuse me, you didn't hear that. They're going to retail for about $75 each. In Japan, they're going to retail for about $70 a pair. You dig? That's scalping, in my view. But, you know, it's not like you're not going to be able to find this stuff cheaper on eBay. So more power to them. If they can hook in a few suckers at that kind of price, go for it, I guess. But in today's age, you're not going to fool anybody. I mean, between the news groups and eBay, you can't just name your own price and expect people to come in waves for it. And finally, to wrap up the buzz, second to last buzz before BotCon weekend, I'd like to give sincere congratulations to Mrs. Paula Poundstone. Paula, baby. If you missed the last few days of the news, Paula has now joined the elite club that has members, such esteemed members, as Roman Polanski, Mark Chimura, Michael Jackson, Nixter. Paula, how shall we put it, in a not-so-nice way, touched some kids the wrong way and ruined several kids' lives. At least took away their childhood and their innocence. Congratulations, baby. Paula Pound Kids allegedly did this, and it doesn't matter if she did it or not. It doesn't matter if she gets her way and finds some way around this and beats the rap. It doesn't matter. From now on, just like a former ex-competitor with us, a former ex-ATTer, it doesn't matter. When you get out of the boogie down, everybody's going to know or associate the word molester with you. Apollo Pound Kids, it's over. And, you know, it's just like anything else. We know that all too well. I mean, we play word association with all sorts of Transformer characters. It doesn't matter what that character actually really was like. We know in our minds, we've already prejudged them. No matter what, some of them are fair, some of them are not. Optimus Prime, boring. Rodimus Prime, imposter. Megatron, retreat. Nightbird, toaster. Same thing. It's just a reflex. Get used to it, Paul Town kids. And I'll see you on the other side. That's the HT Buzz. I'm John DeLuna. Awesome.
Two mighty beasts fused in one. Heroic Silver Boat will set the score. Part wolf, part eagle. Changing to something so much more. A hornet sting fused with poisonous fun. Evil Aqua Sting then becomes a robot of a whole new kind. Head of a lizard, wings from dragonfly. Evil Sky Shadow changes suddenly to a robot in disguise. Two mighty beasts fused in one.
New Beast Wars Heroes.
New figures, each sold different.
And thank you, John. Coming up now on the show is the new segment, Transformer Sites That Don't Suck. And this week, okay, every week it will be at random. And, you know, the name is kind of a misnomer. There are lots of great sites out there that don't suck. But there are some out there that do suck. And but we want to cover the cream of the crop, what we consider to be the best, the most useful, the most unique Transformers websites out there. Most of them, I tell you this, don't have a .com attached to them, which is, you know, I suppose is good. The fact that .coms are $15 each, you know, let me go on a rant here. Just because a website has a .com attached to it, that doesn't make it reliable, not as a source of news. Sometimes I see all sorts of things out there that, you know, this is coming out, that is coming out, you know, whatever. And because the website that publishes this has a .com attached to it, automatically people lend credence to that. Don't. You know, there are websites out there that, you know, are not liberal, I suppose, with how they go about publishing news. Every bit of information they get, they don't spew it out on the website. I guess BWTF.com is a good example of that. Benny has some contacts now. I don't know if he has as many as he used to, but Ben is pretty reliable as far as news goes. And Yo-Jo Transformers Rule TF Matrix Net Bot.com probably isn't. Okay. What makes a good Transformers site? I will cover this each and every week. Content. Content, 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 content. Information. People go to your site for stuff. A mishmash of things, icons, wallpapers, you know, and a message board, you know, that doesn't make a good website. Information. Today's site has bukus of information. You go there to learn. You go there for graphics. You go there for sounds. Today's website does not have a MIDI in the background. It goes do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You know, it doesn't have that. MIDIs hurt your ears. MIDIs are bad. Today's website doesn't abuse Photoshop. It isn't cool. That's spelled K-E-W-L. It's not Leet, which is the hacker net hacksaw term for being elite. Today's website is good. It's reliable. Well, it will be, you know, for the next couple weeks anyway. And today's website, you know, just rules. Today's website is the Cybertron Chronicle by Rick Baca. The URL is members.mbci.com/Cybertron Chronicle, lowercase letters. You notice there is no .com there. Like I said, just because there is no .com associated to a website doesn't mean that it sucks. Because it, you know, it doesn't. The Cybertron Chronicle. What makes the Cybertron Chronicle great? I took notes. the Cybertron Chronicle just first. You're not going to get all the information there in one visit. A lot of sites are like that. You're going to go there, and, you know, 5 minutes later, I'm done with that. Cybertron Chronicle has lots and 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 lots of information. At last count, Rick said that he has something like 600 megabytes of information, and there are no Transformers episodes in video archived there. You know, 600 megabytes, and there are not Transformers episodes in video form. There are in audio form archived there. You gotta imagine, that's a lot of information the Cybertron Chronicle has, and I'm actually going from memory because my notes were lost. Okay, let's get start here. It has the capital T, capital H, capital E, Transformers episode guides. It has an episode guide for every episode, and for many episodes, it actually has transcripts. That's, the script, which basically Rick made himself from the episode. It has the dialogue, it has the actions, it has everything. Can you imagine that? He sat down and actually transcribed the episodes. That's dedication. You know, a review that's, you know, the tech spec, you know, with a sentence tacked onto it, you know, that's not dedication. This is. This is amazing. The Cybertron Chronicle also has a very, very, very complete sound section with voice actor samples, episodes in audio form, sound effects, a thorough collection of the music. It has all sorts of great stuff. It isn't haphazardly tossed together like the sound page on your cousin Jimmy's website. It's well thought out, well researched, well designed. It's just simply robust. It's the guide to Transformers audio. There is no doubt of this. Also, there's a very complete image archive with the stickers from the Transformers books from back in the 80s. There's all of those, I believe. There are interviews, you know, wonderful, wonderful interviews. You know, it's, you know, there's so much stuff. I find it hard to start with a specific thing. Rick has done such a thorough job with the website. I mean, there, you know, there's minor things on there that are cool, like the TransFans birthday calendar, you know, Tranny award-winning fan fiction, you know, themes, desktop themes, icons, you know. It has art. It has the Norwegian comics guide. Like I said, it has the TransFans birthday archive. There's so many things on the website. It's a resource. That's what it is. And really, that's what we're trying to select here. The best resources. You know, some sites are good for discussion. AllSpark. Some sites are good for multimedia. TransformersArchive.com, TFArchive.com. You know, some are good for news, BWTF.com. Rick's site is a mishmash of basically everything. And the truly amazing thing about that is that it works. It succeeds. You know, usually sites are dedicated to one thing. Radio Free Cybertron is a Transformers Internet radio show. And any other content is just stuff that we happen to have available, like the fan fiction or that horrible, horrible, horrible Stan Bush music video. But Rick's site is a conglomeration of, you know, interviews, multimedia, just information. It just works. It works on so many levels. Now, there are a couple of problems with Rick's site, and I will cover them. For those of you who don't know how to use the website, and sometimes, you know, it was a while going back to it since I've been there. But, you know, it can be a bit confusing to use. Once you click on an item you want to go to, on the left nav bar, it opens up another nav bar. And you have to click on the image to access the information you want to find. That can be a bit confusing. And unfortunately, Rick's site is going under in a couple of weeks because NBCI.com is ending their their website hosting service, which stinks. But hopefully Rick will be able to find another host. I've heard some people talking about extending some web space to him. And but I just, you know, hopefully Rick's site will be able to stay up, because it's just a wonderful, wonderful website. In today's internet, it's sad, but most websites are the same, Transformers and otherwise. When you find one of these rare sites that does something different, or when it, you know, that it's just this amazing resource, this amazing well of information, you know, you found something special. Because as the internet grows, while there is more information out there, the quality of information is often depleted. And I'm thankful, as a trans fan, that there are sites left that can still help me grow as a trans fan. Because I've always felt that, you know, I may have a lot of episodes, and I may have a lot of music, and I may have a lot of other things, but like they say, knowledge is power. And if you want to get the respect of your fellow trans fans, or if you just want to grow as a trans fan, you know, knowing these things, knowing about the Japanese continuity, knowing about the UK comics, you know, knowing about these obscure little bits of minutiae that are in the Transformers toy universe, you know, knowing these things, you know, this can help you. It makes you grow. You know, when people see you and they're like, you know, this guy knows what he's talking about, you know, that makes you feel good. And there are a very few sites left out there that help you do this, and Rick's site is one of them. And next week's site is two. We're not always going to, you know, we're going to try to cover, you know, different types of sites that do things well. Next week's does too. And tune in for that. And like I said last week, if you know of a website that does this, that you think is just a wonderful, wonderful resource for your fellow trans fans, email it to me, brian@tfradio.com. brian@tfradio.com. And coming up now is that horrible, horrible G.I. Joe story.
Deep in the Mato Grosso jungles of Brazil, Captain Claymore of G.I. Joe leads four other members of this elite force. They are Wetsuit, Leatherneck, Dial Tone, and Mainframe. Their mission is to retrieve a downed informational satellite lost somewhere in this dark, savage land before Cobra can get their reptilian hands on it. The security of America depends on it.
All right, men, listen up. This new Voltronic Galahitter indicates that SATCOM is nearby.
Does it indicate a range?
Probably a few clicks up this jungle path, Wetsuit. And dollars to donuts, Cobra is too, so look sharp.
Captain Claymore, sir?
Yes, Dial Tone?
Why would Cobra want to knock our satellite out of the sky anyway?
SATCOM is our eye in the sky. Every day it receives thousands of pieces of information and numerous intelligence reports from around the world. If Cobra gets a hold of it, they could drive us to our knees.
Then, what are we waiting for?
You're wasting time if you're waiting on me.
All right, let's move out.
Yo, Joe!
Meanwhile, not far away, in another part of the jungle, Cobra Commander, along with Destro and the Baroness, leads his Vipers toward the downed satellite.
According to our sources, the G.I. Joe satellite has fallen
very near.
And what about G.I. Joe?
I've arranged a small reception committee for them.
Yes, Destro darling. G.I. Joe will be the guest of honor at the local native's nocturnal banquet.
Oh, I see.
Now, let's get that satellite. Cobra! Cobra!
Unbeknownst to Captain Claymore, Cobra Commander has engaged a local tribe of savage natives to keep G.I. Joe at bay.
What's that?
The rocks in your head.
Those are the drums of the Tupi-Guadni tribe, and they're aware of our presence. If we don't find that satellite by nightfall, we are in big trouble.
What kind of trouble?
You don't want to know, soldier.
There it is, Captain Claymore. The satellite.
And there's Cobra.
They've spotted us.
Cobra!
So much for a walk in the park.
Yo, Joe!
For 3 long hours, G.I. Joe battled the Cobra Commander and his band of vipers. Twilight time is now approaching. Soon, it will not be safe for either parties to remain in the jungle.
Cobra Commander! The sun is setting! We must get out of here!
Yes, Commander. Even we can become victims to the hordes of the Tupi-Guadni. Let G.I. Joe have their precious satellite while we still have our lives.
Cowards! I'm surrounded by sniveling, simpering cowards! On the other hand, we could always come back another day!
Yes, Cobra Commander! Perhaps another time would be a splendid idea.
Now, please, Cobra Commander, advise the vipers of your new strategy.
Cobra, retreat!
Cobra Commander, Destro, Baroness, and the Vipers retreated back to the safety of their mores and fled down the river to the nearest port. Meanwhile, Captain Claymore has little time to get his men and the satellite out of the jungle before the sun sets.
Dial tone. Radio us a tomahawk. We're getting ourselves and that satellite out of here.
Yes, sir. Base.
Let's see. Leatherneck, secure that satellite for transport.
Yes, sir.
Mainframe, keep a sharp eye. We only have a few minutes of daylight left.
You got it, Captain.
The seconds tick away as the sun merges with the horizon. It casts a golden glow along the jungle ceiling. Time is running out for Captain Claymore and the Joes. Will the tomahawk arrive in time?
All right. Anchor the satellite and climb on board. We're out of here.
Yo, Joe! Yo, Joe!
Once again, G.I. G.I. Joe is victorious in their never-ending battle against Cobra and their minions. But they can never rest on their laurels, because Cobra can and will strike again, anytime and any place. Go, Joe!
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron, the best in Transformers on the internet.
And that is Radio Free Cybertron for this week. Tune back next week. Hopefully we'll have more. I don't have a lot of time anymore. Hopefully I'll be able to get a few things done. If you have suggestions for the bad, stupid, whatever, dubbed Japanese line of the week, email that to me. I'm just finding it harder and harder to find good clips for that. Maybe I'm getting used to them. I don't know. That kind of scares me. But either way, tune in next week. Radio Free Cybertron, www.tfradio.net. Thanks for listening. Thank you.